Yes. So, how do we balance between completely shunning social media or getting too anxious about posting on social media? See, life, when we talk about balance, balance is rarely static. Balance itself is dynamic. That means, say, if somebody is riding a cycle, then the normal balance state of the cycle is vertical state. But if that person is taking a right turn, then the vertical state won't be the balance state. Person has to tilt towards the right. And after they have taken the right turn, if they still stay tilted toward the right, then they will end up going in a circle. They will not move on. So after tilting towards the right, again they have to become horizontal, vertical. And then if they again later have a left turn, then again tilt towards the left. So for a cycle, the balance state is the state that enables the cycle to move towards the destination. So normally it will be vertical, but sometimes it may be left tilted, sometimes it may be right tilted. So like that in life, balance is not a static formula. It is often a dynamic decision. So that means that, say, if we are in a situation where a lot is happening in our life, say if we have gone on a pilgrimage to Mayapur, Vrindavan, and we are going to holy places, we are on Yatra, and at that time, say, we would like to share what is happening with our friends, with others, and then we are posting. Say some special occasion is there in our life, and that time we are posting, that's fine. So, but other times, when say we are more focused on, say, if you want to study scripture, we want to go deep into scriptural study and immersion, and that time also we get distracted, so then that may be undesirable. So basically, when we are making decisions, it is very difficult to decide at that time, because when we are in the thick of action, we are usually in the mode of passion. And in the mode of passion, it is difficult to arrive at sound decisions. So we may just do whatever makes best sense to us at that time. But after that, we can have some time for reflection when we are in the mode of goodness. And then we can say, okay, I did this at this time. Did it really help me? Or was it a distraction? So when we look back, when we have such time for reflection, when we are in the mode of goodness, then we can evaluate the decisions which we made in the heat of the moment or when we were in the thick of action. And then we can decide, okay, this decision was sound, this decision was not so sound. And generally, if we just leave the whole decision to be taken at the thick of action, we will be driven by our impulses. So if we have some broad guidelines, say I decide in a day this much time I'm going to spend on social media, or in a week I'm going to spend this much time. Now it doesn't have to be like a rigid principle dot to the minute. Sometimes it might be a little more, sometimes it might be a little less as per the situation. But if we have some overall sense of proportion, Srila Prabhupada writes in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that intelligence means to see things in their proper perspective. That means to see, okay, this is more important, this is less important. And in that way, we have the proper perspective. And this proper perspective usually comes in the mode of goodness. Chatvat sanjayate jnanam. So therefore, when we are in a mode of calm, when we are calm, in the mode of goodness, in reflective mood, at that time, we decide an overall sense of proportion for which activities we are going to give how much time. And based on that, that plan which we have made, we can overall act. And sometimes, if certain situations demand that we do more or we do less, we go along with that, whatever makes sense at that time. And later on, again, we evaluate. Okay, you know, I did this. When we are in goodness, if we evaluate, then we'll be able to adjust. Okay, this was not the best thing, but this was a good thing that I did. So rather than expecting that we should have some rigid formula for balancing our life, we need to know that balancing itself means dynamic decision making. And if we have, in the mode of goodness, acquired an overall sense of proportion and direction in our life, then we will be able to better make decisions when we are in the thick of action. And if we give time for retrospection, for looking back, then we will also be able to learn from the decisions that we made in thick of action. And then we can decide whether this decision was the best or whether we should do something different in future. Okay. So, thank you very much.